Bellamy brought his hands behind his head and tilted his face toward the sun, exhaling as the warmth seeped into his skin. It was almost as nice as being in bed with the girl. Maybe even better, because the sun would never ask him what he was thinking. "Sorry to insult you," he said, stretching out the words as relaxed heaviness settled in his limbs. "I know you're a doctor, not a butcher."
"No, I mean, I was confined before I finished my apprenticeship."
The note of sorrow in her voice reverberated strangely in Bellamy's gut. He gave her a weak smile.
"Well, you're doing a great job for a quack."
She stared at him, and for a second, he worried he'd offended her. But then she nodded and stood up.
"You're right," she said. "Which is why we need to find that medicine. Come on."
Bellamy rose to his feet with a groan, slipped into his shoes and socks, then slung his shirt over his shoulder.
"I'd recommend putting your shirt back on."
"Why? Are you worried you won't be able to control yourself? Because if you're concerned about my virtue, I have to tell you I'm not."
"I meant," she cut him off with a small smile, "there are some poisonous plants out here that can make that pretty back of yours erupt with pus-filled boils."
He shrugged.
"For all I know, that might be your thing, doctor girl. I'll take my chances."
She laughed for what Bellamy was pretty sure was her first time on Earth. He felt a surprising flicker of pride that he'd been the one to make it happen.
"Okay," he said lightly, pulling his shirt over his head and smiling to himself when he caught Clark's eyes on his stomach. "The wreckage was farther west. Let's go."
He started walking up the slope, then turned to look at Clark.
"The direction the sun sets in."
She ran a few steps to catch up to him.
"You taught yourself all of this?"
"I guess. There aren't a lot of lectures on Earth's geography on Walden."
The statement didn't carry the bitterness it might have had it been directed at Wells or Graham.
"I'd always been interested in that stuff, and then when I found out they were planning on sending Octavia to Earth..."
He paused, not sure how much it was safe to share. But Clark was looking at him expectantly, her green eyes full of curiosity and something else he couldn't quite identify.
"I figured the more I knew, the better equipped I'd be to keep her safe."
They reached the top of the slope, but instead of heading back toward camp, Bellamy led them deeper into the woods. The trees grew so close together that their leaves blocked most of the sun. What little light made it through dappled the ground in golden pools. Bellamy smiled as he saw Clark taking care to step around them, like a little kid trying to avoid the lines crossing the skybridge.